good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
How did we get so lucky? We got Kiki in here.
Yes.
We got Jenna in here.
You're
this
welcome.
Is perfect.
It's amazing. I love having Kiki here today, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Here
You're
we go.
Up.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
I couldn't hear myself. She's like, wait
a minute. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Kiki.
Hey, Kiki.
All right,
hey,
we can combine the two. I like it.
Up. Hey, Plan B Morning Show.
Hey, Plan B Morning Show.
No, it doesn't work.
Hi, sunshine. Hey, bird. No, too much. All right, I went too far. Well, real quick, let's start off. We got a couple happy birthdays to say.
We do. It's my dad's 60th birthday.
That's awesome.
Dave is in the house. His 60th is today. So happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday to my dad.
Yeah.
Farron Haven's turning 62.
Bunch of dad birthdays.
Bunch
today.
Of dad birthdays.
Yeah,
good
birthday,
day for
dad.
Dads.
Yes.
Yes.
Happy birthday, dads.
All right. Well, to celebrate our father's birthdays, we're going to do some drinking
we
here.
We sure are. Make them proud, right?
That's right.
Make them proud.
That's right. Okay. So let's talk about what we got here. Right. Just kick it off.
All right. So there's a very hot category right now out in the industry. So FMB, which is flavored malt beverage, is a very big segment right now. You see the Bud Light Ritas out there. You see the hard lemonades. You know, it's been a growing category for a long time. New to the last probably 18 months, I'd say, there are seltzers that have hit the market. There's a lot of different brands. Our brand is Spiked Seltzer. It's actually a company that started and originated on the East Coast. So it's a New Englander type feel to it. And now Anheuser-Busch is the parent company of that. And the thing about Spiked Seltzer is that I love, it's a great, what we call, alternative to having a beer, wine, or spirits. It's kind of like in between. Like, it's very refreshing, very crisp, very light, but delicious. And they have a lot of alcohol. And they're gluten-free. And they've got very low calorie count and carbs.
And it's beautiful. It's dolphin safe.
Yes. Low carb.
Low carb.
Low carb.
Yes.
Very nice.
Again, another low carb for your keto, keto.
Yeah, very nice.
And also 140 calories in these, so super low calorie. And not a lot of sugar. So,
yes!
6% alcohol, so you're not, they're definitely not taking the alcohol content down. It's more spiked up.
Yeah.
But the sugar is low, and so it's very delicious.
I love it. Okay, so we got a sampler pack
we
here.
We have a sampler pack.
Is this so out now? People can
it
get
is
the
out.
Sampler
yep,
pack?
Yep, out
Very
on the
cool.
shelves. It's been out for a while. Love to come in, kind of bring it back as we're on the spring, going into summer.
Yes.
Great boating option. And I like to always talk about these because they've got the pack that has four different flavors. So if you're going to a party or you're not sure, like beach party, whatever, you got different options for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
We got to watch Kiki. She gets a little crazy on spiked drinks.
Yeah.
I think last time we did something like this, she was crushing cans on her head by like the fifth one.
So cool. You're so cool.
I tried really hard, actually.
It was terrifying. Okay. So well, let's crack one open. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the orange. So they got the Valencia orange.
Valencia orange. What is a Valencia orange?
I don't really know. He's like, you know that whole blood orange thing?
Yes.
It's like become really popular to say it's a type of orange.
Okay.
So this is Valencia orange.
Valencia.
Yes.
I like when the cans have even cooler images on the outside. It's a mermaid with a trident.
I like it.
Yes. Awesome. I always tell everybody when they're like, which one do you sell? I'm like, the mermaid one.
Yeah.
Look for the little mermaid.
Exactly.
All right, let's dive into this.
That tastes like summertime.
It does.
Yes,
that is
on
very
the lake.
Good.
Very easy to drink.
Yep.
I think that these are kind of comparable a little bit to me. This one's a little bit sweeter, but I like LaCroix a lot. That's a really great option. Like a lot of times, we all mix drinks with that. This kind of reminds me of like an alcoholic LaCroix.
It is.
I mean,
it
like
is.
It's kinda,
I love
that
like
seltzer.
This is
feel.
This is way better than LaCroix.
I love.
Well, LaCroix
is
alcohol.
I love that it's not too sweet.
It's not.
I'll be honest. Opening these up, I was like, okay, maybe this is going to be just kind of very tart. That was fantastic.
Yeah, so delicious. Yeah. And as you'll notice, too, they're clear. They're not like fake color.
No.
Gluten-free. Kind of like the healthiest, I guess, option for a drink, if you will.
All right, what do we got here now? What's the next one?
Next, we have the Cape Cod Cranberry.
Oh, Cape Cod.
I like this.
Ritzy.
I like this a lot.
Yeah? Have you already tried it?
I'm going to sneeze.
Very, very ritzy.
The bubbles are tickling your nose.
That's good.
Ooh, that's very
good. It's crisp.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
On a hot summer day, after I'm done mowing the lawn, and I'm sitting in my chair, put an umbrella in this. Yes.
Oh, you're perfect. Ready to go.
You could put this like in a champagne glass and drop some more fruit in it even.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Yes,
you we can.
Ritzy bitch, you.
I know. I like being fancy. These are fancy.
You get your nails done and now you're talking about champagne glasses.
It is Cape Cod Cranberry.
Right?
Hello.
You get the Cape Cod lifestyle without the Cape Cod price.
Exactly.
I like it.
There you go. Hey. Exactly. This is the poor man's Cape Cod.
That's right.
Oh, this smells good.
I was going to say it's the white trash Cape Cod, but that's a horrible way to describe it.
Yes, absolutely.
This is awesome. Okay, so now we got...
We've got now, next up, the West Indies Lime.
Ooh, it smells...
I love how you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be such a snob when I drink these.
Well, and I kind of feel like they kind of do that. I mean, like they're segmenting out what kind of lime it is.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
This is very important.
Was that a Florida lime?
No, it's West Indies.
It's West
Indies. Get out of here with your Florida lime.
With your Florida lime. That's a West Indies lime.
Yes.
That's my favorite one so far. That's
yep,
awesome.
I would agree with that. And actually, the next one we're going to have are the most popular and the only two you can buy by itself.
Okay.
So these other ones come in six-pack cans, little box, really cute box, mm-hmm. and six-pack can. This is the only way you can get the orange and the Cape Cod cranberry are in the sampler pack.
Okay, yep. Awesome.
Love it.
Grapefruit is next,
yes,
right? I'm excited about this. I love grapefruits.
Yes, and this is Indian River grapefruit.
Oh,
yes.
This is nice.
Yes, yes.
Wait, which one? This is grapefruit?
This is grapefruit. Give her the fill it up a little more signal? A little bit more.
Come on, Jenna. What are we touching?
Hey, barkeep.
Hey, heavy that hand up a little bit there, Jenna.
Make it special.
Top that one off. Ooh,
you know what? I don't like grapefruit usually, but that is really subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, so anybody who's like very scared of like that really, really bitter grapefruit,
right.
This
yep.
definitely got a nicer flavor to it.
Breakfast.
Just a hint.
That'd be great for what?
Yes.
I mean, like,
breakfast.
I'm sorry, brunch. Brunch.
Breakfast.
If I'm having
a
brunch with the gals, that would be perfect.
Yes.
For a nice brunch.
Right. And, you know, when you're on your, what is it? I don't know how to say it. Is it keto or keto?
Keto diet.
Yep. It's like you're half a grapefruit, right?
Yep.
You're like, for breakfast, I'm going to have my grapefruit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go.
When I'm having my Eggs Benedict with the ladies on Sunday morning,
you
I'm going to have that.
Man up. Breakfast,
perfect.
Lunch, dinner, all day, every day.
All day.
Yes.
Damn right. Those were all... fantastic.
Oh, yeah. They are great, and I'm really excited about it. I always like to refresh and bring them back because mm-hmm. as we're going into spring and summer, they're out on the shelves. There's a lot of different brands, but you know what? Pick up the Spike Seltzer with the Mermaid and the Triton on it. Okay?
Yes.
That's right.
And 6%.
And they're actually, out of all the ones out there on the shelves, it actually has
pretty
the most
good.
Alcohol content.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep, so all the other ones a little bit lower alcohol, but this is a little bit more for you.
What
a 6%er.
Would you guys look down on me if I told you that I have tried this before and I have poured booze in it before?
Absolutely.
I would not look down on you. I think that those are very popular actually to
right.
mix like wine and like spirits like
oh.
cranberry from Round Bar, and we do that.
Yeah.
Seltzers and spirits if you're looking for more of a cocktail, a bit more of a jump.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They're not sweet, so they kind of cut that sweetness, you know, and have a little vodka or something with it.
Would you judge me for kissing you on the mouth because of that? Because you're
not
a brilliant man.
Not at all.
Get over here, you.
You know.
I'm sorry, a little boozed up. I'm feeling frisky. Those were all fantastic and available now.
Available now, yeah. This is a 12-pack.
The 12-pack, and then the only two you can get in their own packs are the grapefruit and lime.
Correct. And that's a 6-pack.
And the cranberry and the orange can come in the big 12-pack.
Only in the big 12-pack.
I love it. So go out and get it. You know what? Maybe if we all start drinking these, the damn cold weather will go away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all going to be healthier doing it.
And exactly.
Absolutely.
God, we're just tight abs.
We're
I love
just
it.
So fit.
so fit
and having drinks.
Ripped.
This is great.
Ripped like...
Fun morning with the gals. This is fantastic. All right. Well, Jenna, thank you so much.
Thanks
as
for
always.
Having me, guys.
Kiki, pace yourself. All right. I don't want to see you crushing cans.
I'm going to take this sampler home.
Great.
Bye.
I'm going to come home. She's going to be on the couch. All right. Crush cans all around her. Check out WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show page. We'll have this podcast. And if you missed anything, and we'll tune in next time with Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
Hey, Kiki.
And Hey Kiki.
It doesn't have the same ring to
it.
We'll work on it.